Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We're doing the chapter on having love for the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, having love for another Muslim for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and what to tell the person, also encouraging people to have love for one another for the sake of Allah ta'ala, and what to say to him when informing him, what to say to a person when informing him that you have love for him. So today's hadith, an Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله تعالى يقول يوم القيامة أين المتحابون بجلالي اليوم أظلهم في ظلي يوم لا ظل إلا ظلي رواه مسلم. أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrates that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that Allah تعالى shall say on the day of قيامة, where are those who loved each other on account of my majesty? In other words, where are those that loved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only for his sake? Today Allah ta'ala will announce that today I will shade them beneath my shade when there is no shade except my shade. So this shows us that what a great thing is to love someone only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That on that day people will be looking for this exclusive privilege that Allah ta'ala will be given. This VIP lounge of Allah ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. That lounge Allah ta'ala will only give it to selected people. And one of them is someone... One category is where we all can get into very, very easily. They just love each other for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala will make this announcement that where are those that loved for my sake? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say that today I will shade them beneath my shade when there is no shade except my shade. We shouldn't just understand it like some shade of one tree. This is the shade of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Can you imagine the comfort, the ease the person will feel on that day under this particular shade? So this is not a small thing, this is a very, very great thing. So we explained that there are many categories of people that will be given the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's arsh on that day. But these are being mentioned specifically to show us their importance and to encourage us. This loving for each other for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not a small thing. And then we explained also previously that this refers also to aqli muhabbat. Aqli muhabbat means that muhabbat, that love, that our mind can tell us. Sometimes the heart may have that type of love, that we love our children. Talking about the previous hadith, that a person, his love for his children, his love for his grandchildren, his love for his family members are so much that it may even be more than his love that he has for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what the hadith is teaching us, that at least in the mind we know that if it is the command of Allah, if this is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even if my children, even if my grandchildren, even if my spouse, whoever it may be, even if it is for them, I'm prepared to give up what makes them happy to make what Allah ta'ala is happy with. Now this is what is aqli muhabbat. A person's mind is telling him that he has to do this command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Example that ulama give is like a person that has to take some type of a bitter medication. He doesn't like it, he doesn't enjoy it, but his aqal, his mind tells him that this is better for me. So long as a person has that, he has got a high level of iman. Allah ta'ala give us all this particular type of iman, that in our mind we know that whatever Allah ta'ala has said, whatever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has come with, that is the best for us. And in having love for them, this is how we demonstrate it. It's easy to demonstrate love with words, but love is actually when a person demonstrates it with his actions, that how close am I to Allah ta'ala, how close am I with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And like one of the previous hadith that we did, Al-Mar'u ma'a man ahabba, a person will be on that day with whom he loves. So if we have true love for Allah ta'ala, we have true love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there's great hope that Allah ta'ala will rise us up on the day of Qiyamah. Allah ta'ala will enter us with Jannah. Allah ta'ala will enter us into Jannah with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the condition is we have true love. May Allah ta'ala grant us this true love. Allah ta'ala increase this love that we have for himself, and that love that we have for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.